With us right now, John Peterson. He's the president of Shooty Metals, also with North Central Wisconsin Metal Manufacturers Alliance. Let's first of all tell us what the alliance is all about. That's something new I haven't heard about.
Yeah, it's fairly new. We established that about 7 months ago, and it's really been officially formed about probably 2 months ago. And it's made up of about right now about 15 manufacturers. And we're trying to expand it into a little bit larger. And it's concentrating really on developing the labor pool and working with local educators, both at the high school and also at the technical college level, to make sure that we have the pipeline to be able to sustain the growth that we have in our area.
From what I understand, everywhere from the governor's office on down, they're talking about the problem is the new jobs, especially manufacturing, are very high-tech jobs, and the people that have been around for a while don't have that training. Are you finding that to be true in your business?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I think that, you know, we have, obviously, from a demographic standpoint, a high level of retirement coming into play. And so, yeah, we're trying to get the technical skill levels up to what is the requirements of our industry. And, you know, welding is really, you know, not that technical in the fact that, you know, what you do, it's more dexterity. But, you know, machining, that type of thing, yeah, there's definitely a huge a training need in that particular area.
One of the training tools I got a chance to see today over at Wausau West High School, and that is the welding simulation tool. That is quite the tool, and it's a good way to attract some new people that may never have seen this before. What kind of success are you having with that age group and their interest in welding?
Actually, it's quite surprising. You know, I mean, if you were to, you know, pull the parents and ask them how many of their kids are looking to go into the welding career, not too many would be raising their hand. And as we actually are starting to get kids to be interested in seeing that they have the dexterity and the skill to be able to do it, and then when we start talking to them about what the potentials are for wages and the potential to grow beyond just the welding career as a welder, welding engineers, and anything in the career of the metal manufacturing area, we're finding a lot of interest in that area.
One thing I noticed with the line at Wausau West today, it's not just the boys anymore, is it?
No, absolutely not. You know, last year we had a gal from D.C. Everest, never welded in her entire life, and she was one of the high scorers, and we brought her into our facility and actually had her weld an actual physical test, which would really qualify her to be a certified welder. And she passed that test, and it was, I think, surprising to her, needless to say. And she did wonderful. So, yeah, there's a fair amount of girls and women interested in the trades as well.
And from what I understand, they also pay a lot of attention to detail, which is good in the manufacturing industry where you have to have everything up to certain tolerances.
You know, we're finding, you know, whatever the reason is, girls seem to have some pretty good dexterity. And so when it comes right down to it, they have the ability to be able to do the job.
Now, this simulation unit is traveling around the schools, and I understand there's a competition involved. How does that work?
Well, as I kind of mentioned before, we're going around to each school. Now, this year, we've gone from last year, we did four. We're going to do nine this year. And we're picking the top two. Last year we picked the top three. And then we're bringing them into the manufacturing environment where they're going to actually do a physical weld test. We'll have a competition then by school and by individual. And we have some of the OEMs, Miller Electric particularly, who are going to be willing to give a welding machine to the highest school this year. We did last year, and I believe Lincoln Welding gave a welding machine last year. And then we have a bunch of other prizes that go along with it. What really is neat is I think the industry, the OEMs, the manufacturers of welding equipment and supplies are very supportive of this concept because, again, if we don't have welders, they can't sell welding wire or welding equipment. So we've got a really strong support group to be able to do something like this, which is kind of a lot of fun.
That's a good way for the schools to get equipment they otherwise couldn't afford.
Absolutely. So it's a win-win all the way along the line.
How did the idea for the competition come to be?
You know, that was something that we as a company, Shooty Metal, you know, we did some brainstorming and what we thought we could do to try to get kids to be more interested in the industry and trades. Again, we spent a lot of money on capital equipment in our facility, and, you know, it's really a threat if, in fact, that we don't have a supply of welders. And so, you know, we were at a show, a trade show. We saw the virtual reality equipment being operated, and we said, you know, what a great way to get some kids interested, and then at the same time to get them into our facility to see, you know, what's really happening inside of our walls. Because a lot of times companies, you know, a lot of people think that companies are dark and dingy in the welding field, and they're not. They're bright and well lit and clean, and good working conditions. Our facility is actually air conditioned. But the bottom line is we dreamt that idea up, and we did it last year, like I said, in a smaller scale, and we just see that to be a great opportunity, again, to develop the pipeline.
I remember when I was in college, and the machine shop area was not exactly what it is today. It was back then dark and dirty and dingy, and they still had a high number of people going through the program, but it's a lot different now, whether it's at a facility or at a college someplace. The facilities are much different now than, say, 30 years ago.
Absolutely. I don't care if it's us or anybody else in our industry. Everybody has done their fair share of making their facility an attractive place to work. We have to in order to retain employees.
And I imagine some of that has to do with the higher tolerances than you had 30 years ago, too.
Absolutely. You know, and the customer requirements in our particular field. I mean, obviously, we work again with a large OEMs. You know, they really expect you to have a clean, bright, you know, well-organized facility in order to be competitive. If they walk into a facility where it's not that way, it's a good sign the fact that they're not very competitive and aren't going to be able to compete in a very competitive market.
So let's take a look at these students that go through the high school and this competition. Let's say they're in the top two in each school and they end up in the finals, come down and do a physical weld at your facility. What happens after that? What do you encourage them to do as far as going further?
Well, you know, I think the first thing is to obviously encourage them to check out the technical college. MTC here has a wonderful program and are expanding it dramatically from the past levels to meet the demands that we have. So that's the starting point. The other thing is that we're trying to do is to get youth apprenticeship-type programs established with all the alliance members and some of these kids that go through the program. So this year in particular, we're going to try to get them to match up to companies so that they're starting to work in those jobs during the summer so they start seeing what it's like. So they get some hands-on experience, kind of modeled a little bit after the German model. And then they go on to the technical college, and they obviously get some advanced training. And then from there, maybe it's, you know, on to a four-year degree where they get a manufacturing degree as well. We really strongly believe in that concept, and that's something from an alliance standpoint that we're going to be working on really hard is trying to do that match-up process.
I would imagine a program like this is getting a little attention from the state of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, maybe even the governor's office. Have they been in contact with you?
Yes. Rebecca Clayfish, the lieutenant governor, actually visited with me and remarked how well that she thought that program was. And, you know, this might be something that could be going statewide. We've had requests from companies outside of our area to try to actually physically do it for them, and obviously it's difficult for us to do. So, yeah, there is some interest at that level. I think it's a great idea, and you know, there's always what I call a center of excellences in each area, and I think this is one of them that I think that could go statewide.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
No, I don't think so. I can tell you this. Maybe there is. The one thing that I think last year when we were doing this, we were doing it as a company and saying, you know, this is something that we can do to develop the workforce. As we started to do it and seeing the excitement that was involved, it became very apparent and obvious to me that as an industry, as our industry in this area, okay, the people in the metal manufacturing world, we have to stop being tactical on an individual company basis, and we need to be more strategic. And by doing that, we're going to develop a good workforce, okay, for our future. And if we do that, this area will continue to grow. And that's something that I'm pretty excited about from a standpoint of the Metal Manufacturers Alliance. I really think that's an important part in how we move this area forward in growing. And that's something that I'm extremely excited about, is trying to get that going.
John Peterson is with Schutte Metals and also with the North Central Wisconsin Metal Manufacturers Alliance.